Gippsland mine, you are a place to me divine, with treasures rare of nature's gifts beyond compare. I was visiting a farmhouse down in East Gippsland and happened upon an old pianola, and then found a box full of pianola rolls, and the first one I looked at had on the end Gippsland March, and I said, oh, this sounds interesting. So we plonked it on and pedalled away, and it's this very jaunty, old-fashioned piano piece of music, and it had some words down the side, which were really of the moment. You know, that was great. And I thought, gosh, this would be a fabulous piece of music to have and revive for events like the naming of Gippsland Day, which is March the 12th. And I said, how good would it be if we could get this up and out there and try to find some more about the composer and about the piece of music. The composer was a Glasgow-born composer called Alex Lithgow, and he came to Australia when he was six. He lived in Launceston for most of his adult life, and it doesn't look like he ever even got to Gippsland, but he wrote a series of these jaunty march pieces. He was a band composer.
What do you think inspired him about Gippsland? Why Gippsland, do you know?
Well, it's an interesting concept, isn't it? Gippsland's an identifiable place. It's a place that has a character of its own. You say mountains, you say mountain ash, you say kookaburras, you say green, you say cows, you say Gippsland. So it's an easy thing to put some images together, and he obviously has for the lyrics. The lyrics include such things as, where the kookaburra laughs and greets you with glee, there I long to be, my heart enthralled with those sweet days recalled in dear old Gippsland, home of mine.
Sounds very nostalgic almost, like he's been here before and sort of pines to come back, doesn't it?
Well, I think that the thing is that these were piano rolls were written for family entertainment, and so the idea was that someone pumped away on this old pianola, which, by the way, is no mean feat. 3 minutes of pumping away on one of those things and you're quite puffed.
Better than a stepmaster.
And you do it in public too and not feel embarrassed about it, and you don't need to wear lycra. What a relief. And the notion is that people would sit around and or stand and sing these words, and they would have been the sort of dictionary of words that people would have been used to of those times. So things like, my memory fills my soul with sweet pain. That happens in Gippsland all the time, I know.
It does have a particular sort of ye olde feeling about it, but I guess it's reflective of what songs would have been like at the time and what lyrics there would have been around.
Well, the fact that it's exactly 100 years since it was recorded, we found an old recording by a New York band, and that's what led us to, that's why we put the call out, seeing if we could find anything more about the score. We knew that the brass band version existed because it was played 100 years ago. So we were looking for it, and we put a call out, and we found that the Warragul Municipal Band actually does have a copy of the score. We also found that the Watsonville Community Band over in America has a complete score, and they've played it. They've played it for a presidential performance, a 4th of July performance in front of the then President Clinton.
I wonder what President Clinton thought of Gippsland.
Well, they apparently thought it was in New Zealand.
There you go. Close but no cigar. How do you think it got over to the United States to being played over there?
Well, America has a very long tradition of brass band music, and indeed Lithgow was known as the Sousa of the Antipodes. So given that that there's a linkage there in the Sousa-type type of music, also because Lithgow produced composed an exceptionally popular piece of music called the Invercargill March, which is New Zealand, and that travelled the world. So, in other words, this was the B-side recording. What we'd like to do is now push it a little bit further, in that what we have that hasn't been given any airplay before are the lyrics. I transcribed the lyrics off the old piano roll. It appears that no one has actually ever recorded a singing version of the Gippsland March. And what I'm really hoping is that some very brave singer, and I mean brave, will take on these words, will rehearse them, and will have them ready for perhaps a performance, the world first recording on March the 12th next year, which is the naming day for Gippsland.
When you say brave, I know it's brave to get up and sing in front of a crowd, but why do you say brave when it comes to performing these lyrics?
It's going to be very hard to keep to perform them in the style to which they were intended. Look, let's be honest, the lyrics to modern cynical ears are a tad hammy. you know, they talk about the woodsman and the laughing kookaburras, and the sort of the woodsman who plies his axe with true might. It's not the sort of dialogue that we normally have in day-to-day life. So they're going to be brave to carry off that sort of vaguely antiquated lyric, but also, to be perfectly honest, it's really hard to make the words fit the music. I'm not quite sure what register it's to be sung at. I suspect it might actually be a male voice rather than a female voice. But, I mean, heck, we could always be adventurous. Oh, Gippsland mine, my heart cannot resist your call. Soon I'll be heading to you, my Gippsland, sweet home of mine.